If weight management is one of your New Year goals, Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier can help. This science-backed formula supports metabolic balance, curbs cravings, and promotes healthy blood sugar levels, making it easier to stay consistent and in control. It helps give your body the boost it needs to keep you on track. Feel confident and energized this year with Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
On this week's episode of Bropostles, I get bullied by Ethan, and I don't know, we answer questions or something. Listen to the episode.
Patrick's ready to go to bed. Bye, everybody.
I'm so sleepy.
Welcome to Bropostles, the only daytime radio podcast to answer your hot questions on 105.5 Podcast. I'm Ethan.
I saw this.
And here's my co-host, Catholic Pat. You'll know him from his work on Substack.
I saw
Patrick,
this really,
take it away.
I saw this funny TikTok that was like, I can't repeat it, but it was like, welcome to 105, and then it was like the F word.
Oh, no.
Where we play hard rock and only rock for hard dudes.
And then it's radioactive by Imagine Dragons.
Then it's right, and then it's radio. No, they didn't do that part.
Yeah.
But I like the WRZD, the Wiz.
I don't know what that means.
WZRD, the Wiz, and they do all the alchemy stuff, and then it's like playing only chance, and more chance for wizards, and that's radioactive by Imagine Dragons.
Interesting.
Anyway, that's a good one. How you doing, Ethan? We already had a bonus podcast, so we already know how we're doing.
I drank my entire Old Fashioned in the bonus podcast, and I am ready to answer some questions in the main show.
I love a good Old Fashioned, man.
It is good. I like that I can make them at home. I like that I have not yet run out of the whiskey that I purchased on Easter.
Do you have the Lux cherries? Do you put those in there?
No, that would be crazy.
You don't buy Lux cherries?
No, dude. I just put in simple syrup, orange bitters, and whiskey.
My favorite way to make an Old Fashioned is you take one part whiskey and then two parts whiskey and then another part of whiskey and then an ice cube and then you drink it.
But it's got to be a big cube.
Better be a big cube.
I like it when they put the big cube in the whiskey.
I like the big cube. It doesn't melt as fast. So I went to a gala last weekend. Yeah, I did. And I was like, man, if only someone charismatic was host. No, I'm just kidding.
That's what I'm saying. Dude, tell all your friends. I haven't received any requests to MC since I've been publicly announcing that I love MCing and I'm good at it. So I'm hoping that someone.
It was for the Chesterton Academy. It was really fun.
Nice.
All of our friends were there and they were all like, why isn't Phoebe here? And I was like, ladies,
folks,
I am not responsible for getting my wife to events anymore. I used to have that ability.
That's your job.
Your job is to bully my wife into getting a babysitter to come out. If I ask her to do it, she won't. If my friends are listening, and I know one of you are, Brianne, get Phoebe to go to stuff.
The simple fact is once you've been married for at least 5 years, your wife, there's kind of a
loses
decoupling.
All respect for you.
No, there's a decoupling that happens.
Yeah.
Where you need some more social support to get her out of the house because she's so tired. She's so tired.
Her body feeds people. Like she, right. She needs to use her body nourish a person.
And the thought of going somewhere to just hang out with me is like,
it's like the least fun thing.
Yeah. It's like we could hang out at home and I could be like in my pajamas in bed is her thought. So
yeah.
It's like, why would I? And you know how they like to get dolled up. You know what I mean? So it's like, I got to get dolled up. I got to go out. I got to do all these things. So what women need is other women. The social pressure. This is why quilting circles were such a big deal.
Yeah.
Because without the quilting circle, all the women would be quilting alone because they'd be like, I'm tired. Quilts,
Ethan, even worse, the quilts wouldn't get done and then we'd be chilly.
No.
Yeah.
How sad.
I know. It's a shame. So that's the thing. If you're friends with my wife, you got to bully her into coming out. But anyway, everyone was like, "Where's Phoebe?" And I was like, "Not my job, not my problem." But it was nice. They had little drink tickets, and I liked the bartender because the bartender was the one of the bartenders who will let you get a double and not be like, "That's against the rules."
Oh, let's go.
I love those bartenders
when because the bartender's thinking, "I'm just going to charge this to the event that you're at. This doesn't cost me anything."
Yeah, it's just it. Well, no, the way it works, like they pay for a package of drink tickets, and they don't. They're like, the rule is that if you get a double, you have to give them two drink tickets to get a double. Mm-hmm. But they're like, I don't care. It's just one drink ticket. It's not my alcohol, you know.
So you stole alcohol from an innocent shop owner.
I just said make it strong. I stole it from the O'Galley Yacht Club.
Make it strong.
Make it strong. Be a little heavy handed.
Yeah. I want to be, pull them in close. I want to be stumbling.
And then I had a conversation with one of the professors at the seminary, from the seminary. His name is Dr. Van Keegan. He's a Dutch guy.
Mm.
And he is fascinating. He's a fascinating guy who knows Latin and Greek. Mm-hmm. And he's like, he was talking to me and Father Zach, my friend, was like introducing me. And he was like, "Oh yeah, Patrick has a Substack where he writes about like theology. He writes about like opinions about like church and politics and stuff." And he goes, "Oh, so you are a philosopher?" And I said, "Yes."
You said yes.
Yes.
No, dude, I just write think pieces about what's going on Twitter that week.
I think. Therefore, I am. Sir.
Yeah. I you could consider me a philosopher, I suppose.
Ontologically speaking, I'm a philosopher. Ontologically, I am a philosopher.
No, your posts are good, bro. Don't let anybody, no matter what they say, don't listen.
No matter
to
what you specifically say.
Me? I've never said it but a word about your posts on Substack.
I have been working on something that I think will make my Substack a lot better and more focused. Is I've been working on an editorial document. So it's like taking the main things that
I'm sorry.
Dude, you. Bleep that out, but for real.
Oh man. Just what people want to hear. Everyone's geared up. They're on their commute. Wonder what Ethan and Patrick are talking about today. Patrick coming in hot with his editorial thought process
I want to talk about this. It's something I've been working really hard on.
All right. It's like the floor is yours. Make it. Yeah. Go ahead. Thank you.
You're gonna make a snoring noise again.
I'm not gonna make a snoring noise.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Go ahead.
So what I've been working on is
No, go ahead. I want to hear. Go ahead. No, please. We're all interested in knowing more. Come on, man. Don't be shy now.
Is this just a video of someone playing? Are you actually playing?
No, this is me.
Bloom?
I'm playing right now.
Oh, man.
I need some bigger stats.
All right.
Yes. Sorry.
This is podcasting. All right. Oh, my gosh.
Whew. Let's answer some questions.
Yes, let's answer some questions.
Yeah.
If you want to hear about what I was going to talk about,
I'm sure there'll be a Substack post about it sometime.
No, I'm not going to talk. It's a thing for the Substack. If you want to hear me talk about it.
If you want to see Patrick's editorial document, you have to subscribe to him on Substack. $5.
It's not a public facing document. It's an internal document.
All right.
It lists out my opinions and what I'm saying and not saying about different things that I write about.
I think it's good. I'm glad that you have that.
I think it's good too. So I'm not just writing articles about what's going on Twitter, which I am guilty of. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. From Rolzy. What do I do to make a first date more Catholic and less what's your favorite color level? What do you think, Ethan?
Is there a middle option? Why is this a binary choice?
I do think now if you mean more Catholic in the question in the broad sense of like, how do I make it more reflective of what is good and true and beautiful in the way that like Catholicism fully lived is fully alive. Fine.
Yeah.
Maybe we can answer that question. But if your question is like, how do we make it more Catholic? Like, if you want me to say like, go to adoration on your first date, I don't know if I'm going to tell you to do that. I know some people who that works out for. I know other people that doesn't work out for. I don't know, man. Ask her favorite thing. That's fine. There's other things to talk about.
Yeah.
It's something in my eye. Jeez.
No, I get it. I think this is a silly way to look at dating. It's not about how Catholic you are or how Catholic the date is, but are you interested in the person across from you? Are you being an attentive listener? Do you actually care about them? Are you enjoying your time together? Those are the things that are important, not how Catholic can I make this time that I have. Also, what does it mean for something to be more or less Catholic? I don't know what that means. So you probably should just more focus on how can I make sure that the person across from me is enjoying themselves is maybe a better heuristic for dating than achieving some.
Yeah.
Level
how can I make some jokes? How can I make her crack up?
How can I do something unexpected that would delight her? You know, like that's what you should be thinking about. Not how can I incorporate the fourth Lateran council into this conversation? Like, come on, bro. Are you all right? Are you dying?
I have no idea what's going on. I like got some like oil in my eye or something. I don't know where the oil came
from.
Oh,
he's crying.
Yeah, you made me hurt my feelings. Bloons tower defense. Father Kevin gave us a bunch of like things that people have said in confession. I don't know if I'm allowed to read this.
Is this like a react, like a Catholics react to common confessions?
Catholics react to
funny start the clip here. Catholics react
to funny confessions. 8-year-old kid, I threw my cat down the stairs and then chased my sister with a snake. This one's funny.
Not a sin. Absolved.
Ryan, you're gonna have to be heavy with the bleep. We have to tell Ryan about the bleep button because I said the F word and now I'm about to say more. This just a kid going, and I said, and I said, and I said, and I said, and I said.
I should confess like that, actually.
I love that. That's so funny. You're saying the words in confession.
Yeah.
I picked up sticks that fell into my yard and used them for a fire, but they're from my neighbor's tree, so that's probably stealing.
All right.
Good. Male, I have wet dreams and enjoy them. Gross. Okay. Anger with parents or in-laws. The confession is a sin of anger, but they list all the things that annoy them. Yeah, that seems common.
You're not supposed to do that?
Yeah, I was angry because they're so annoying and they did this and this and this and this, and you're not actually talking about your sins anymore.
No,
and then
who would do that?
The priest said, go ahead and make a good confession to an older person, and they recited the entire alphabet. This is not your typical Catholics react. That sounds like that person is... Was it Joe Biden? Was that whose confession you were hearing?
You want me to confess? Yeah, I'm trying to go back to the beginning.
I remember.
I'll think about what I've been talking about since back before. Hey. You all right?
Yeah.
Come on back. Joe's not going to hurt you.
That was really funny.
Thank you.
That was really funny. Oh, man. All right. Now I got to dab my eyes again.
Yeah. Oh. Come on, man.
I'm sweating more than Brother Carter in church. That's from the bonus podcast. Brother Carter's a good guy.
Has anybody seen Brother Carter?
I grew up in a black church. I'm being serious. That's a Joe Biden quote.
Oh, that's true.
Corn Pop was a bad boy.
No fooling.
He ran a crew of bad boys. All right. I learned about that corn pop thing on the podcast with Seamus. I don't know if you listened
really?
To that episode.
No,
you should listen to the Seamus episode. Was great.
I did not
but
listen to the Seamus episode.
He was like the corn. You said like the corn pop quote, and I was like, what? And he was like, you don't
it's
know about
crazy
the corn
that you
pop
did,
thing?
Don't know about the corn pop quote.
He was
that's
like,
nuts.
He played it for me. He was laughing so hard.
Yeah,
while
corn
it,
pop
like,
is
still.
A bad dude, and he ran with some bad boys. I can't. Yeah, he that's like the most all time Joe Biden quote ever.
But it was funny because he was talking about like when during Biden's presidency he was this is why Seamus is the GOAT because he was like what's funny about Biden? It's like I can't do a Biden impression that's any more ridiculous than who he actually is. Mm-hmm. So I'm just gonna play clips of him talking.
Yes,
and I was like that's genius. No one else is doing this.
No.
In the year of our Lord 2026.
Seamus
All right.
is a funny guy.
From Anonymous. What are the benefits and drawbacks of a destination proposal? Would it be better to just do it near where we live, or does that not matter much? Context. We're both in our 20s, just out of college in a couple of weeks. She's going on a road trip to the Rockies with her best friend at the end of the summer. That friend suggested I come out and surprise them and propose while they're there. She'd take pictures, etc. What do the good Dr. Ethan and Nurse Patrick think? Throwback. Any feedback would be great.
I'm going to let you tackle this one, Chief. This is your area of expertise.
I did a destination proposal.
You did.
My now in-laws asked me if I wanted to go to Hawaii with them. They said if I paid my way there, they would let me stay in their Airbnb and they would feed me. And so I said, absolutely. And then I said, can I propose to Phoebe while we're there? And they said, sure. Also in general, can I also marry her in general? we did, and I was going to do it at the luau. Mm. And I went. I called the hotel ahead of time, and I was like, "Hey, where can I propose? Like, what's the best time and place to do it at your luau?" And they're like, "Do you want to make it part of the show?" And I said, "Of course,
yes.
Is that an option?" And day of, I go, and I'm like, "This is where we're sitting. They're gonna bring us up on stage. Like, it's random." They actually grabbed my sister-in-law and her boyfriend at the time, and they were like, "No, not us. We're not ready yet." It was funny. I was talking to the guy, like the show guy, the showrunner ahead of time, and he was like, "Are you nervous?" And I was like, "No, I'm pretty sure. Like, I'm confident that she's the one." And he was like, "No, I meant like proposing in front of 500 people." And I was like, "Oh, no,
no, that's, not at
that's
all.
Fine. Not at all. That's hey, only 500, please." And then I proposed to Phoebe on a hill at a luau in Hawaii, overlooking the vast Pacific Ocean. It was great. I did that because I'm like a little much, you know, I'm kind of like, mm-hmm. It was dramatic and theatrical and that's, I'm a bit much. Like, I know I'm just in your headphones right now, man. I'm just in your car speakers and I'm smaller on TV, but I'm a bit much. I'm hard to handle. I'm palatable in doses of 45 minutes a week. You know, hour and a half if you're a patron. And so that's just me. I wouldn't suggest it for everybody. But that doesn't seem like too much of a destination, like over the top. I think if you're going to propose to someone, you should do it in a place that's memorable or like special, you know, it doesn't even need to be that though. It's just.
It proposed wherever. I don't think it matters too much. I proposed in a church, but it wasn't like a church that was of any particular importance to me and Emma. You know, I wanted to do it in the Adoration Chapel, but there was a freaking baptism going on.
In the Adoration Chapel?
Well, that's where the baptismal font is at this church.
Oh, okay.
So it's like it has a small side chapel for such things.
Yeah, I did it because I wanted a story.
Stupid baby is getting in the way of my plans. And so I had to propose to Emma in the big church.
That's what they do, man.
Yeah. And then it was fun.
That tends to be the case.
It worked out. The cool thing was not where it happened, but the fact that it happened. And so I would say do whatever you want, because it's probably like the least important thing about proposing.
5 years later, proposing in Hawaii is like a cool fun fact anecdote.
It's good for a podcast.
Yeah, it's good for a podcast. It was cool at the time. Everyone loved it, obviously. Everyone at the luau liked it.
Yeah, but
half
it does
of
not
them,
matter.
90% of them don't remember that it happened. You know, I have a video of it. That's cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's I had to make a little speech, you know, cause you're in front of the, you have to have lines. You have to come prepared, you know, I didn't prepare it ahead of time. So that was, that was a mistake on my part. You know, anyway. So,
did you rhyme grass skirt with ass hurt in your speech?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. That's good. That's the important thing.
It was electric though. Like when everyone left the stage and it was just me and Phoebe, mm-hmm. and the light hits and everyone realizes what's about to happen and they're just going nuts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah.
And Phoebe's like, "What's happening?" And I like have a microphone and I'm like, "I don't really know what to say right now." And then, or I don't have anything to say. I was like, "I don't have anything prepared." And some lady from the front goes, "You don't need anything." And I was like, "Ma'am, I'm busy. Like, I'm doing something right now."
Please stop. You should imagine you turn to her and you go, "Where are you from?
Where are you from?" Comedian starts doing crowd work during.
What do you do for work?
I don't come to where you work and tell you how to flip burgers.
What is it? What are you wearing? What are you? Some kind of luau?
I can't believe I'm being heckled at my proposal.
Yeah.
And then all the dudes come up to me later, like all the old married dads, like, "Congratulations, man. Great job." And people was like, "Why aren't they congratulating me?" And I was like, because I'm
this
now
isn't about you.
This isn't about you. All right.
Go away.
They understand that every single guy that saw me do that is thinking, I cannot imagine doing that.
Yeah.
So it was fun for the story.
Yeah.
But, you know, the marriage is more than the story. Proposing the Rockies. That sounds fun.
Yeah. Why not?
Cool. So you're still watching porn. Stop.
I didn't sign up for this Christophonic talk. I would like to go home.
That guy loves one thing, and that's PowerPoint.
He does, dude.
He's a powerful pointer. And you've heard that a million times. Stop watching pornography. Mm. Stop watching pornography. But you can't. You have this craving for it. It just hits your brain, and then your brain gets all juiced up, and you're like, "I'm not. This is the only thing I can think about for forever." That is not simply a spiritual problem. It's a spiritual problem, but it's also a mental problem. You have a response in your brain, stimulus response, and it's something that you have to train away. We talked about this on the episode today.
We did.
And you typically can't do that on your own, especially if you've been steeped in this addiction for 5, 10, 20, 30 years. You can't get rid of it on your own. So you need help. And so that's where our sponsor, Freedom Group, comes in. Go to freedomgroup.co. You can sign up for a coaching call. They'll talk to you for about 30 minutes. And if you decide to engage with them, which I recommend you do, we've had many success stories come through just this podcast alone, they will work with you for a year. You will get free of your craving. And if it doesn't go away in a year, they'll work with you for free until it does. So if that sounds too good to be true, prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Go do it. And if I was wrong, you can come back to me and you can say, "Pat, you were wrong. It didn't work." And they didn't work with me for free for a year. Then I'll pay your invoice.
Deal. I'll match it. I'll double the invoice.
You'll make money on it. We got the Aldi twice as nice guarantee on this podcast. Yes. Go to thefreedomgroup.co. Thank you to the Freedom Group for sponsoring this episode of Bro Apostles. Emotionally attached before a date. Uh-oh. Wait, this one say this guy wants to date a Brazilian woman.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Well, which one should I do first?
Do the Brazilian. I mean,
how
I
many like is
the Brazilian,
Brazilian
woman is more.
How many is a Brazilian?
How many is a Brazilian? I think the Brazilian woman is more urgent because. Yeah. Oh man, they
gotta learn Portuguese. You gotta be okay putting mayonnaise on chicken nuggets. It's a mess.
Yeah.
It's a mess, dude. Should I date this girl? I asked for her number last semester. She texted over break on WhatsApp because she's from Brazil. Turns out she has a boyfriend. It's never stopped a Brazilian before. I'm just kidding. So I stopped texting her, but she kept texting me and asked to hang out with me in a group setting. We did every week. She acted flirtatiously by American standards. To the point that people thought we were dating, but whenever I asked her about her actions because I thought she had a boyfriend, she said she doesn't mean anything by it and that her relationship with a boyfriend is complicated. Should I run away or get her to uncomplicate things?
This is bad. This is not a good situation to be in.
You should run away. Are you kidding me?
Unless you kind of want to have the greatest and also worst 6 months of your life. There's two paths in front of you. Path A, the greatest and worst 6 months of your life. Option B, your life continues as normal. I mean, this woman could ruin you, bro. She's going to twist you up in ways you didn't think were possible, but it's also going to be wonderful. She's going to have a fire. She's going to bring a fire in your life you've never experienced before. But she's probably going to light your dresser on fire. You know what I mean? Like you have to be aware of what you're walking into. I would recommend.
I have been in this situation. I've been
with
in
a Brazilian.
Crossroads. No. No.
Just I've with a white girl in Steubenville. same type of energy.
White girl from Appalachia.
A homeschooled girl.
No, definitely not. Yeah. I was in the same situation. Girl who's like, you're like, I thought you were dating someone, but we're kind of like, you're kind of flirting with me. Mm-hmm. And then like things start happening. You're like, all right, I guess like, should I make a move? Should I like, the answer was no. And I'm glad I chose that because the rest of the year was like her Snapchatting me, first red flag, about how she was like going to go sleep with this guy that she met at a club. And I was like, okay.
Can you imagine the types of clubs that people are going to in Steubenville, Ohio?
Well, it was in Pittsburgh, but you know,
it's just like a house with people doing meth.
Well, yeah, that's correct. But it was in Pittsburgh. It was nearby. Or maybe, I don't know. But anyway, but I was like, all right, if that's what you want to do, what do you want me to do? Be like, no, baby, don't fornicate. You're too sexy. You know, it was stuff like that. That's what's going to happen to you for the next, like, not 6 months, 18 months. So I recommend steering away.
Yeah, this is a bad situation to be in. I think you start just treating her with sister energy, and you gotta, this is bad. Every time that every time you feel your wiles being manipulated, you just have to remember, like, this is
just
not,
be like,
just remember Ethan, old Ethan and Pat with their sage wisdom saying, this is bad. You gotta
grab her hand like you're gonna hold it, so she like kind of is like, oh, what's going on? And you go like, oh my gosh, your hand is so much bigger than mine. And then you're done.
I have an idea. I can fix this instantly.
Yeah.
Just go buy a Messi jersey. Great idea. And just every time you go hang out with her, wear the Messi jersey and just
talk about how much you hate Coldplay.
I love Argentina. Oh my gosh. Have you been to Argentina? It's close to Brazil, right? And she'll be like, what are you talking about? And then you'll have to explain like, oh, I just really love the culture there. And then she's gone. She's out on you.
Bro, start talking to her in Spanish.
Yes. How big is your favela?
I don't think you could ask that. That's inappropriate.
Yeah, and it's not a euphemism, by the way. I think you got this. You've got this. You actually probably don't have this. I actually don't know any men that are strong enough to get out of this unscathed. But but just know that we warned you. That's all.
Just make sure that you have to have a pretty intense will to get out of this tractor beam.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen
Vanilla Sky with Tom Cruise and Penelope Cruz? That's what I feel like this is like.
No.
Do you know the story behind the movie Vanilla Sky with Tom Cruise and Penelope Cruz? I'm going to tell it to you very briefly. So Vanilla Sky, which is a movie that Tom Cruise made in 2002-ish, it's great. You should watch it. It's awesome. Awesome movie. It's a remake of a Spanish film that Tom Cruise watched, and he in the movie, Penelope Cruz is in the Spanish version of the movie, and he watched that, and I'm pretty sure he financed and produced Vanilla Sky and casted Penelope Cruz because she was the love interest of the main character in Vanilla Sky. And then they started dating after the movie. And so I'm pretty sure he watched it, fell in love with her, made a whole ass movie, casted her in it so that he could date Penelope Cruz. This could happen to you, is what I'm saying.
Forgive
you
my could lack of knowledge of American pop culture. Was her name Penelope Cruz before they have the same last name?
It's C-R-U-Z.
Got it.
Penelope Cruz.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yes, but not Cruz like missile cruiser. Missile.
I also didn't know how Tom Cruise spelled his last name. I thought it might have been like Ted Cruz.
No.
Is Ted Cruz married to Penelope Cruz? I'm just kidding.
He wishes, bro.
Yeah, you have to have a pretty strong tractor beam. Personally, I got out of it pretty quick. So,
yeah.
you could say I have willpower. Have I told the Reese's Pieces story on the podcast? I think I have.
For certain.
Yeah, maybe once or twice. Real heads remember. All right. No use repeating it. Work crush. Oh, wait, this is an update. Not a question, but an update for me. I sent in a question that got answered in the You Can Be a Berry in God's Smoothie episode about being nervous doing, about bro? Being in gay. What are we? This is about her being nervous about getting engaged after only dating for 6 months. I took some time to pray and reflect, have a deeper conversation with my boyfriend, and we got engaged on Saturday. Congratulations. Call us when you have a baby.
Do you need anyone to MC your wedding? My fee is exorbitant.
Yes. Yes.
Attention all wealthy listeners of the Bro Apostles podcast. Get married. Hire me as your MC. Invite Patrick. Okay. So that he
this
can
one is a work crush question from an old episode.
Okay.
2 years ago, I asked a question about a work crush. In short, he invited me to a party and I wondered if he was interested in me. He invited me to another event and I was a little surprised that he brought a date. After my question was answered on the pod before, I did talk to him. He clarified we're just friends and he recently started dating that girl that he brought to the event, but he had invited me as a friend. I started dating someone else shortly after that, and that's the only way I got over the crush. Every time I'm single again, I think, I wonder about my work crush. I know he's single because he came up as a match on Catholic Match a couple weeks ago. I accepted, just for the heck of it. He did not, but I saw he viewed my profile, so I know he saw the match suggestion. This is one aspect of online dating that I just cannot imagine
dealing with. This sounds like psychological torture that you've willingly put yourself into.
That's terrible. That's like all of the bad things about confessing your attraction to someone in person, but all of the worst parts of it's all
accepting a match, seeing that someone views your profile and then not getting a match back. Bro,
sucks,
I was Sons of Anarchy myself the next day.
We do not interact at work. Or sorry, I think I could let this go if we'd been on a date and didn't click. We don't interact at work except for occasionally passing each other in the hallway. We're on different teams, so there's no HR concerns here. Okay, good. I was really worried about the HR implications of this work crush. I was going through my policy handbook to make sure it wasn't... I'm sorry. Is there any way I can get him a chance, get him to give me a chance, or do I have to accept that he's not attracted to me and move on? And for those who want to know, it's our argument's a deal breaker in your relationship, and it's about 23 minutes in if you want to listen to that episode.
I hate to just be blunt, but I don't think he finds you attractive. Like, I just don't think there's a...
Yeah.
If he found you attractive, he would have found a way, right? At this point.
Yep.
I understand that you have a work crush on him, but there's been so many opportunities for him to do something, and he hasn't. And you've clearly made your interest known by, one, approaching him directly based on our advice, which, good job, very brave of you. And he clarified, no, I don't like you. After he broke up with his girlfriend, he could have come back around, and he didn't. So I think this is a chance for you to just, you gotta let go. Like, sometimes you're just gonna have a crush, and that's okay. And the important thing to know, can I just say this, is that crushes crushes never go away. Like, you're always gonna have, yeah, dude. Like, not in a way like, oh, I'm a married man and I have crushes on all these women, but like, you're always going to see people and like be attracted to them.
That
doesn't go away. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I find this person attractive, or I like this person. Like, that doesn't stop. You know what I mean? And so to assume that this one crush, because you feel a certain way about them, like, is the one, or you have to give them a chance. It's like, there's going to be so many people throughout the rest of your life that you're going to have some type of attraction to, that you're going to have to say no to. Or you're just going to not even say no. You're just going to have to be like, I acknowledge that, but like, that has no bearing on my activity, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
So I think this is a good opportunity for you to practice that.
It happens. It's just part of like human.
It's part of life. Patrick doesn't have crushes, dude. He is so in love with his wife, bro.
No, I'm just so, I don't even have a crush on my wife. That's how emotionally chaste I am, dude.
Do you have a crush on me, man?
I have a crush on, it's only morally lifted. I think St. Augustine.
Do you like me?
St. Augustine St. Augustine talks about this. It's only morally listed to have a crush on the boys. I think
true.
That's,
Oh, I do love hanging out with the boys. A group of us went out to the bar one time, like 3 weeks ago, and the group chat is still talking about it. We're like, you remember when we all went to the bar together? Like, you guys want to go back? I don't know. It'd be fun.
What if we got some fries for the table this time?
Everyone got wings. It was nice. We did the punch machine that measures your punch. I was the first one to go. And because I'm just, whatever. I'm the first one to go. And I punched the bag too low. So like I didn't see where the real weight of the bag was. And so it just kind of I whiffed it and I got like a 106, you know what I mean? Oh, like super low.
Yeah.
And other people get like 700, 600 something. So it's like, I got to go back and reclaim my,
you got to do it.
I certainly am the weakest one there. Like I probably would lose even if I did it the right way. But it's crazy
to have a punch machine at the bar because you have people with all this like liquid courage. They're like, I need to hit something, man.
Dude, that was me.
You're like, I'm three IPAs deep and I need to hit something.
Oh, dude, I had multiple Guinness.
So this person wants us to rate their Catholic match. Or this person says Ben linked to this person's profile for us to maybe review. but I don't. Okay. I don't think there's nothing in it that indicates that she wants us to review it.
I mean, if you have a Catholic Match profile, it's probably an F because you're still on Catholic Match
and not on Sacred Spark.
And not
no, we gotta. Okay, I feel more comfortable randomly reviewing a dude's profile than a woman's.
Yeah, no, I would never review a woman.
What?
I would never review a woman.
No, I would never review a woman. Just because I didn't see explicitly, can you review my profile on the podcast? I don't want to put someone on blast like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, this one is we gotta do JB's profile because he's
JB, right. You're a handsome guy. Hold on,
yeah, man, that makes up for all the bad jokes in the Discord.
I kind of have a quush. right, what's going on? What does that say? Can you make that?
I think communication is key. I love it. That's
kind of cribbing our whole thing, but that's all right.
Come on, man. Get the hell out of here.
Try to be a bit more original, I guess.
Biking, running, and hiking outdoors.
Okay.
I'm working towards becoming an auto tech. I'm probably autistic. he's handsome enough to get away with saying that. I love washing dishes. I have cleaning skills. I'm not vaccinated for COVID-19. Some college student, grad student, very conservative, no children. 5'11", close. I'm just kidding. Nice. Okay. I don't know what that means. All right. What do you think, Ethan?
You're being too honest. You can't say things like I'm probably autistic and I didn't take the COVID-19. Like, even if those things are good, those are things that you would bring up in person. I think you're being too vulnerable from the jump. And assuming a level of familiarity with the women scrolling on the app that you do not actually have. Like for that photo, go back.
Yeah.
Go back. This is not a good picture.
No.
What are you doing? You're wasting one of your precious picture slots on this atrocious. Like you're a good looking guy, but from this angle, you look like a creature.
You look like Ben Shapiro.
Yeah, yes. You look like you're trying to hide your yarmulke.
You got it's not a flattering angle, but you it looks like you downloaded and uploaded your Instagram story. Like that's an Instagram story picture that disappears in 24 hours. That's
I would say try to find some better pictures. Being at Bucky's is kind of low class coded, unfortunately.
Middle class coded.
I said low class coded.
Low class.
You can say whatever you want. I mean, it's a fine photo, but I don't know. I need you to get some better pictures of yourself. I need you to be
dressed like a pirate.
I need you to be more confident in your personality. Having all these like, oh, I'm almost an auto tech and I'm probably autistic and I didn't do like just talk more about you. Like none of these things are telling me about you.
Yeah.
They're telling me about things that are important to you, but not about things that would be important to a woman. You know?
If you're gonna
talk about what you're looking for, maybe talk about the type of woman that you're seeking.
Yeah, ooh. Dude, this is sales 101. Sales.
That's what I'm thinking. Let the customer know that they're in the right place.
You're talking about the product. You're not talking about the problem you solve, brother. Yes. You're like, I want a woman that I want thing. like
seeking women between 10 and 50 million in revenue.
I'm the mid-market rep for JB Enterprise. Dude, I had a conversation with not I thought enterprise sales rep was as high as you go. I had a conversation with a global sales rep.
Yo.
And we talked about his territory, and it's just like 16 accounts that are like Mattel, Samsung. Yeah. And I'm just like, he's like, all these companies are in Korean. How do I sell to these guys? That was a really interesting conversation.
Dude, I shout out Korea, bro. What are they up to?
Anyway. Yeah, I think you got to talk more about her. You got to put yourself in her shoes. This goes for everyone.
Yeah.
You're writing.
Have you had a woman look at your profile and review it? That would be another thing I would do.
The cool thing is like, I'm the youngest of six. I grew up in beautiful Lander, Wyoming. If you end up in Lander, it's probably because you got lost on the way to Yellowstone. That's funny. And that should be higher in your profile.
Yes.
These are cool things. 5+ children. Hold on. Okay. I was very confused by 5 times a week.
I was curious.
It's a bicycle, so I imagine that bicycle. Means exercise 5 times.
I thought it was a male female symbol.
I know. I was very confused by like, does Catholic Match ask for your preference for how often you're gonna render the marital debt?
Your coitus expectations are way out of line.
That
bro.
Is high.
even for a couple that really believes in supernatural family planning, you're telling me 20 plus days a month?
It's a full-time job, brother.
You're a better man than me.
Tell you what.
Let's do one more question. We have one more question.
If that's what is expected, I am never mind. I was going to make a marital debt joke about like being overdrawn or something. I don't know.
Overdraft.
Marital debt implies the existence of marital repossession. Wait, you want to do another?
Do we have one more? Is there one more question? I don't want to do any more dating profiles. I want to do.
Oh, okay.
I want to answer if there's any more questions.
All right, let me go back to questions. There is one more question. We didn't do the emotionally attached before a date from Lego.
Yeah,
Batman.
Let's do that.
So there's a girl who I've liked since high school. How old are you though? That's really important.
Yeah, if you're 40, it's a different answer.
Yeah, dude. Or even if you're like a senior in college, it's like.
Yeah.
All right. This girl I like since high. You've had plenty of chances. I was planning on asking her to prom, but another girl asked me, so I took the easy option and then got stuck in a relationship with that girl. Brother, things just happened to you. You did not get stuck in that relationship. You stuck yourself in that. All right. Her friend came to me when this girl I liked did not have a date to prom to tell me so. I got confused halfway through that sentence because I stopped.
I'm also confused.
I don't think it matters. Anyway, girl I liked since high school. I got her number from my friend back in February and been talking to her since then. I asked her out over spring break, but she was busy. And then I asked again, and then she left me on read for like 2 weeks. And I thought it was over, but then she wished me happy Easter, and we've had a conversation going since then, though I am doing most of the work. Do I cut my losses? Do I ask her out again? Warning, I have become emotionally attached to this girl.
There's so much wasted time. You're just wasting so much time. Pick up the phone, give her a call. Hey, I really would like to take you out on a date. I know you're busy over spring break. Is there a time that we could make work this week? How does Tuesday look for you? I'd love to take you out to dinner. Like, just skip all this bull crap that you're doing and just call her and ask her out. And if she says no, then you know and say, great. It's been great talking to you. I'm happy to stay friends. I was looking for something more. It seems like you're not interested. I'll see you around.
Like, I also
move on then, you know?
I got to be like, I was in a similar situation. Girl that I liked in high school, not since high school. I was single again. We reconnected. Like, if you've liked her since high school, and you've known her since then and you were friends, you are a known entity on her radar. So if you become available again, you ask her out, like there's any shot, she's going to jump at the chance. If she likes you at all, she's going to jump at the chance. You're going to figure it out quickly. That's at least That was what happened with me. It was like, and my friend from high school, we like, I got out of a relationship. We reconnected. I asked her out. We went on a date. It didn't, it wasn't a connection. We were like, all right, well, if it doesn't work now, it's never going to work ever. And so we just kind of cut it off and it's all good.
Yeah.
You know, that's because like, if you've been friends for 6 years, you already basically know everything you need to know. Like, we know how we interact.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we're going to try it romantically. All right, that was fun. We went kayaking. It wasn't really a connection. Cool.
Yeah.
Let's move on, you know?
Yeah, I just hate how much time people waste with these things. That's what really drives me crazy, is people spend months and months and they get themselves emotionally attached like this guy. And then they're like, what do I do? It's like, well, you could have saved yourself all of this time if you had just talked to the person that you liked and been upfront with them. And then if they say no, you just accept that answer like a big boy and then move on. But instead, you're in this weird, like, she's getting attention, which she likes, and you're getting the emotional connection that you're craving. And now you're both are in this weird, messed up thing. And she doesn't really want to date you and you really want to date her. And then you get mad at her and then you start to resent women. And then you start going on Rumble and you're watching Nick Fuentes.
And then you start pushing Jewish women off your front porch.
Exactly. And that's not where we want you to be.
No, I'm going to say something that's going to make a lot of guys uncomfortable. You got to stop the daydreaming. You got to stop falling asleep thinking about this girl. You got to stop it. It's your own imagination is getting the best of you. You got to come up with something else to think about besides women all the time. That was the big thing for me.
Yeah.
It was like building up the relationship in my brain.
Yep.
You know, all of these like, "Oh, what if this happened?" and like, "Oh, like what if, you know," and like the next thing like, "Oh, it'll be on this dance or this, you know, event or whatever," and like building it up.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta cut that out.
Dude, I remember so vividly being this, doing this thing.
Don't do that to yourself.
Don't do it. It's not worth it.
You're falling in love with a shadow is what you're like.
Yeah.
It's like Narcissus. You're just looking at yourself functionally in the mirror, because that's the girl in your brain is actually you in a
wig. Yes. Here's an idea of something that you could be thinking about all the time instead of women. Have you considered World of Warcraft?
The Lord. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe get really into a like a book series, you know. Maybe you could become like a Brandon Sanderson guy for a couple months, you know, and everyone has to listen to you talk about the Way of Kings. We all have to listen to you do that, even though none of us really care.
Did I do that?
No, I'm just.
No, I did that to you about. I made you read Mistborn. That's what I made you read.
I didn't mind Mistborn. I thought it was fine.
You hated the second book until I talked to you about it, and then you're like, "Never mind, I like it now."
I didn't like
that's what
first
I
one. I liked how it ended. When I look back on the trilogy, I'm like, "That was good. Like that was a fun read." You know?
Yeah. I do get the initial repugnance of reading it and being like, "Oh, the dark book smart guy falls in love with like the quirky badass girl." It's like, Brandon, that girl is 15 years old.
Yeah.
You got to stop making yourself insert fall in love with the adolescent female protagonist.
Yes. But he only did it once, as far as I know.
But yes, you need to stop this. The best period of my dating life took 6 months from breakup one to meeting my wife. And like it was the shortest period that I actually think I could say I dated. But the reason why it was so short was because I was so emotionally detached from the process. And I say emotionally detached, but I think it's more like emotionally regulated. Yeah. Sarah Swofford would say chaste. It's like I'm not overblowing this date and staying up all night thinking about this person. I'm just like, let's go on a date. You know what? This wasn't really a connection. I don't know if I want to do this again. Nice talking, you know? Or she says, I don't want to go on a date with you. And I'm like, that sucks. All right, that's fine. You know,
I just got
broken up with, so who cares?
Catholics, I think, often forget that life is something that you can enjoy. And because they forget that, they they craft these prisons. It's like the bird with the two bars, you know, and it's staring through the... I'm stuck here.
Dude,
And it's like you can have
the Far Side is so funny, man.
You can have the whole world is open to you, and you've crafted this prison for yourself that's totally in your mind of like this girl or this thing or this job or I have to make the date this Catholic or whatever. It's like life can be so much more than that. And we like meme ourselves into thinking it has to be a certain way because we have these expectations, none of which are from God. So you got to get over that. What if everybody knew the Catholics as like the super free and happy people and not like the people who are just miserable and repressed, you know, like yes. Imagine how many more people would be converting than already are. So anyway, that's it for the pod. Oh, I got to go to bed, bro.
Yeah, dude. All right. Thank you so much to all of our sponsors for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. We're just going to play the ads from last week.
I'm going to go smoke a pack of cigarettes in my new minivan.
You really got it. You really got to break that puppy in.
Break it in.
All right.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.